Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're playing the best of 2020. Different things, different appearances, different guests, different conversations we had. And I got to be careful because you were so busy in the past year, probably one of your most successful years ever with Scott and Patty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a wonderful year. Well, this whole Zoom interviewing thing is a whole new dimension.
Right?
Now, I'm usually interviewing people up close and personal, which is not good for COVID, I guess. That sort of killed that career. And yeah, where I'm sort of
you know what the shame is? You just got that career going.
Yeah, I
killed the career without killing you, so that's okay.
I love talking to superstars who are close talkers as well, and a lot of like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. We would do interviews 2 inches apart from each other. We'll never do that ever again. But now I have to do these interviews over Zoom, zooming into their living rooms, which is interesting as well, and you get to learn a different side of them as opposed to sort of being right in front of their heads, which could make them nervous.
You know, when I see one of those interviews on TV, I have problems because I can't concentrate on what they're saying. I like to look at the books behind them and the pictures. That's what I do.
That is so you.
I'm so busy looking and seeing what they got going on at the house.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, you become such an expert in interior design, don't you, Scott? You're like, yeah, that's really good.
He notices stuff like that more than most people do. He notices what people are wearing, what they've done to their hair, what their house looks like.
If they're losing their hair.
No, right. I don't
if
bother.
If they've had a facelift. You're too much.
It's so funny.
Too much.
I was watching The Voice. Did you watch any of The Voice last night?
No. I was watching football.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was.
He's a manly man.
I watched football also, Brad. Until the halftime. Anyway, I was watching The Voice, and Blake Shelton and his current girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, did a song.
My current girlfriend. They're getting married. They're fiancés.
Fiancé.
Thank you.
So I believe that she's had some work done, but whoever did it was very, very good.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's very, very good.
I actually looked that up the other day. Funny you should say that. Before and after plastic surgery, and they popped up pictures of her.
There you go.
And the difference, and it's so subtle and so beautiful. You know, hats off to her.
Take a quick look when you see the president-elect turn his head. If you look at the side there by his ear. You see that little line?
This is what he does. Yeah.
Anyway, Brad, who did you victimize this week on Zoom?
Well, this is a really great honor to talk with C.C. Sabathia, one of the great New York Yankees. And, he's got a documentary on HBO. It's going to be on next Tuesday evening. That's the 22nd of December. And it's going to be, you know, it's incredible. It's called Under the Grapefruit Tree. And it's a story of his youth growing up and then his relationship with his father. And it leads to, you know, his addiction and overcoming it.
He used to tip a few, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It's very hard hitting, the elements in this story about that and how he hit rock bottom, how he came back. And he's such a friendly, fun, upbeat guy, CC, a top fellow that lives in Alpine, New Jersey.
Love that.
You know who used to live there when Eddie Murphy first hit?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie had a nice place over there. The
yeah,
whole
a little
place.
After he first hit, because he had a beautiful place there.
Brad, he had this beautiful house, and he had a white baby grand piano, and the whole house was done in white.
Yeah,
everything, gorgeous. Rugs, walls, sofas, everything.
Well, CC might have bought it from him. Could be CC's house. He's got a beautiful, beautiful home there.
Let's find out what CC Sabathia's got going with Brad Blanks.
CC Sabathia, how are you, mate?
Good, how you doing?
Yeah, awesome to talk with you. Look, I'll tell you, this documentary you made, you've opened yourself right up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, obviously me going into rehab was such a public thing in 2015. I thought it'd be even better to be able to expand on that. You know, it's cool that HBO was able to pick it up and really do a great job with it. And I'm just excited that it's, you know, it's airing on HBO. Like, to say that I have a doc airing on HBO is pretty cool.
Yeah, people will be able to think of, like, Tony Soprano and now CC Sabathia.
Right? For sure.
Yeah, two New Jersey legends, right? Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Now, I'm watching this, and obviously, you know, following the New York news, we knew how tough it was for you in 15 and making that decision to go into rehab. But leading up to that, it's more about your relationship with your father, which was quite emotional.
Yeah, it was. And you know, I feel like my dad gets the bad rap in my story for the most part. The people always like to paint me as being raised by a single mother and all these different things. But that really wasn't the case. You know, my dad was a huge part of my life. And, you know, I really think if he doesn't pass away in my early 20s, I never end up in rehab.
He would have been so proud of you, right, with that first game for the Yankees when you pulled on the uniform?
Yeah, I hope so. Since the time I was 12, 13, 14 years old, that's all he ever wanted me to do was pitch in Yankee Stadium and pitch in the Bronx and pitch in Pinstripes. I didn't really get what that was. You know, I didn't really get to feel the magnitude or, you know, how big that would be until I actually got here. And put on the pinstripes, and then I was like, oh, okay, this is what he was talking about.
And we see you dress up as Yoda. For a moment there, I thought you were Shrek, Yoda. Yeah, I get Shrek all the time, mate. And I'm like, there's a brother in me, us big guys, you know, big heads, happy faces. I get Shrek all the time. Yeah,
it was Yoda, yeah. That was a fun moment. So the doc is really full of these great moments from you know, pretty much all of my career. But it just really tells the story of me and my dad's relationship and really the reason why I felt I ended up in rehab.
And at the end of the day, you come across with some great truth, which I loved about it.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I mean, everything about it is real. Under the grapefruit tree. I mean, that's what I did up until I was 13 years old. I pick up grapefruits off the ground and throw them in a folding chair. So just everything about it is authentic. So I'm just super excited for people to see it.
And that grandma of yours, she said, he's not doing any chores.
He's a baseball player. Yeah. She's new too.
She should be a scout, right? That woman. She's awesome. Thanks, mate.
No problem. Well, thank you.
CC Sabathia, what a great laugh he's got.
Yeah, just a warm, sweet person. Wow.
Yeah. How about that? He used to throw grapefruits at a lawn chair. Is that what he
folding
said?
Chair, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And and when he and at his grandma's house, all the other cousins had to mow the lawn and that. And they said, why isn't CC doing any work? And she goes, he's going to be a baseball player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.